Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk among us. It all started when Phoebe came to notice, on her way to daycare, a man holding a sign asking for food on the street. Phoebe, at the tender age of 5, asked her parents, "Why does that man look so sad?" Phoebe would often ask her teacher about it too, who explained that sometimes people lose their homes, or their job, or encounter hardship. Once she understood that the food bank is somewhere the hungry people can get help, she had a plan.
Phoebe, can you tell us a little bit about your project and what you did to raise money?
I collected cans.
What gave you the idea to collect the cans?
Because every week my dad and me and my sister would go to a place and give the cans to get money.
She was determined to collect 1,000 U.S. dollars to feed hungry people through this only way she knew how to earn money, trading in aluminum cans for recycling for only 5 cents per can.
What were you raising money for?
The people who don't have food.
And so now they do have food because of the work you've been doing, right?
Yes.
And so this is the box that you collected the money in?
Yes.
Wow, it's a beautiful box. Did you decorate it yourself?
Yes.
And it's got rainbows and flowers and everything all over it. Wow.
That's money and a bag of money.
A bag of money?
Yes.
Within 2 months, big-hearted Phoebe had raised a grand total of $3,736.30. This amount was enough for the city's food bank to provide nearly 18,000 warm meals, meals that people in need would not have if it weren't for one girl's perseverance. Watching and supporting Phoebe throughout the whole achievement is her preschool teacher, Miss Kathleen Albert. Miss Albert shared with us more details.
When it's time to graduate, they need to pick a project, a charity project. And sometimes there's 3 or 4 kids graduating, sometimes there's 5. This year, Phoebe was the only one graduating, and she decided that she wanted to raise money for the food bank, and she would collect cans. In the past, the kids have all done lemonade stands and have done quite well. But she explained to me that you get 5 cents on a can, and if I sat down and did the math with her, she figured she could make $1,000. That was her goal.
Kathleen Albert wasn't sure if such an ambitious amount could be raised, but she decided to assist her resolute student.
Phoebe and I sat down with the other children. We made a list, and we talked about she needed to send out a letter, and she needed to call people. She took most of the names from my mailing list, which was a little over 100 people, and then there were some other mailing lists that I had that she knew about from other projects. And so she wrote the letter.
Every word in the letter was written by Phoebe herself.
She wrote the letter, we copied it, she wrote every person's name, and she signed each one herself.
Dear family and friends, I'm going to graduate from With Care Preschool. My charity project is to raise lots of money for the food bank. They need money. I am collecting soda cans. Would you please give me your soda cans and bring them to With Care between May 1st and June 15th? I will collect 5 cents for each can. I need to get some sponsors to match what I make, or any donations would be great. If you have any questions, please call my teacher, Kathleen. Thank you for helping me. My goal is really big. Phoebe, age 5.
The phone's over here, and she would stand on the chair and say, this is what I'm doing, would you help me please? And that was the process. And then money started to come in.
Optimistic Phoebe asked for cans and funds, and that is what she received. People came to leave bags of cans at the gate of the school, while others sent small amounts of cash and checks. Not everyone she contacted responded, and some days went by without any cans. But the next day, or the next, the giving would continue, and Phoebe continued to focus on what she was able to do.
She wanted to count the money regularly, so she made a little box. She has the box now. It said food bank on it, and we put it by the door so that when people came in, they could put their change or their coins, and money started flowing in.
It was Phoebe's first saving box, and it was all set up for people she didn't even know. A few weeks later, an article appeared in the local magazine about Phoebe's project. Many were touched to tears.
There was an article by a man named C.W. Nevis, and he said, several weeks into this project, he had heard about it. He said, if she's 5 and look what she's doing, what are you doing? And that article did change the pace of it because we got a lot of money. I mean, we got probably close to $1,000 soon after that. And from various places, from families, from stores. We had merchants in the neighborhood who contributed money.
We will be returning shortly with more details on Phoebe's story. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to today's program featuring 5-year-old Phoebe, a recipient of the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Having seen hungry people on the streets in her own city, one young girl from the United States wanted to help. When she learned that the local food bank is a place where people can receive food, Phoebe set out to raise $1,000 by collecting and redeeming soda cans.
She had a total of 4,497 cans.
There's the cans some people collected and gave, and then there's the box. And there's me counting the money, there's me counting the money again, and there's me with the box.
The food bank, that would benefit from Phoebe's charity project, provides food to over 22,000 households each week through more than 400 nonprofit groups.
Our warehouse is 45,000 square feet, and generally at any given time, we have 2 million pounds of food. In this building right here, we have 10,000 square feet of freezer space. And this building here exists because 1 in 5 adults don't know where their next meal is going to come from. About 60% of the people whom we serve at our pantry sites are actually from working families. And now that the economy has been deteriorating, we've been seeing a lot more need in our community.
Phoebe's project collected more than $3,700. When applied to the food bank's network, it would translate into $33,600 worth of food, or almost 18,000 meals.
I think the project has made us as a family talk a lot more about what's going on in our city. We would like Phoebe to take it beyond just collecting the cans for this one project and actually continuing work with the food bank so she can become more aware on a day-to-day level where this money is going to go and how it's going to help people.
So. Phoebe's two-month fundraising endeavor has become not only an inspiration, but a catalyst that has brought the family and greater community together.
It's a continuation of what we do here. This is a village of families that all participate and all help each other. It made the community very aware that there was a need for food and that there were hungry people out there. Phoebe saw somebody wanting food, and that's, for her, what made a difference. And it's made us all very aware.
For her love for others in need, 5-year-old Phoebe was honored with the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Qinghai, along with a letter of appreciation.
We sincerely thank you, Phoebe, for your intuitive purity and goodness, uplifting our world with your inspirational example of compassion and love in action. It's a beautiful crystal heart, and it's shiny. Here, you want to hold this? It's heavy, be careful.
Your favorite Phoebe crystal.
Hearts.
And a heart. And it's got your name on it. It says, Tender Noble Angel from Supreme Master Qinghai. What do you think of that?
Good.
In addition to the recognition, Supreme Master Qinghai gifted a matching contribution of $4,000 to the food bank for Phoebe's ongoing project. Phoebe presented this check to a representative of the food bank.
Thank you. On behalf of this food bank and all the people who don't have enough food to eat, we thank you very much, Phoebe, for presenting us with this check.
Mr. Paul Ash, executive director of the food bank, later wrote a letter to Supreme Master Qinghai expressing his gratitude.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, on behalf of the city's food bank, I want to thank you for your gift of $4,000 made in honor of Phoebe's fundraising project. Your gift increases the impact of Phoebe's effort. Thank you for your generosity and confidence in our work and for your help in building a stronger, healthier city.
Indeed, including Supreme Master Qinghai's donation, as of late December 2009, Phoebe's charity had raised a total of $18,647, over 18 times her original goal of $1,000. The amount was enough to provide over 81,000 meals. Heaven bless the beautiful spirit of Phoebe, her supportive family and teacher, Miss Albert, her schoolmates, and the food bank. May Phoebe's story continue to inspire many more people to have faith in their own noble deeds. Caring viewers, thank you for your presence on today's program. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, up next after Noteworthy News. May your life overflow with grace and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE